Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode of the Weekly Compass, we're going to take a look at the energies and the numerology for April 26th through May 2nd, 2021. So before I get started, I just want to mention, of course, this is a general reading. If you're interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box. I have also posted the May 2021 energy forecast and numerology forecast for life paths, for each individual life paths. Those are up on my podcast and on YouTube. So if you haven't checked yours out for May, go ahead and check those out. Okay, so we start the week off with this 26-8 energy. And so this is going to be a time when learning about the world around you through experience is highlighted. So what I mean by this isn't going to be a time when you can solely take someone's word for it, but rather you need to feel it all and experience it all with your own senses, with all of your senses. So with that said, emotions can be heightened at this time, and it's important to stand in your own power and truth, but also not bulldoze another with, you know, runaway emotions. So you can easily speak your truth and stand by your values without shaming or belittling another who may have different truths or values of their own. So we're all on a unique journey, and it isn't personal when someone else or another, you know, when their path looks different from yours. So standing in and reclaiming your own power, which is very 8 energy, means being respectful of someone else who's standing in theirs. So be mindful of how you speak to someone at this time, or sort of what you write to someone, even on social media. Would you say that same thing to that same person, the way that exactly the way that you just typed it? Or would you show more respect to that person? Words spoken and written hold energy, and so you get to decide what kind of energy you choose to put out into the world. Be aware of that, especially at this time. We end the week with 2 energy. So we live in a world, well, a universe, made up of dualities, day and night, good and bad, the ether and the physical, positive and negative. These dualities help us to grow and expand as we fall to one of the extremes. And then we're pushed back towards the other extreme like a pendulum. So it's in this constant shifting that we begin to learn what feels good and what doesn't. And it's the shifting that helps us to find our own unique balance, regardless of how long that takes. So we're never able to sort of eradicate or get rid of either of those extremes. They'll always be there. That's part of the universe. But it's through experiencing those dualities that we begin to understand what's needed in order to find our way back to the in-between. So each polarity serves a very important purpose. We need both. We just continue to explore ways to best work with them. So you may find this sort of push-pull energy heightened at this time, which will give you the opportunity to explore where your balance lies. So a very beautiful energy towards the end of the week could feel a little challenging or a little uncomfortable, because again, when we're dealing with those polarities, we're often in an extreme. So it's just about, again, exploring with all of our senses a way to find our own equilibrium and our way back to our center. So looking at the energies this week, beginning of the week, I definitely see a very clear decision that you are making to just be a little bit freer, to move through the energy more freely. And that can mean, you know, making decisions and choices that other people may not understand, but that feel good for you, that really focus and fit with your own autonomy. So this is an energy of like that very 8 energy of, again, standing in your truth, standing in your power, reclaiming your power. And, you know, regardless of what other people think, right? Not doing something to get validation, but doing it because it feels right for you. So definitely seeing this energy, and it is going to be a very specific choice that you need to make. You know, each day, each minute, each second is filled with choices. And so I feel like the energy is very strong at this time and supportive to make those decisions, to make those choices that support you and your growth and your movement forward. So take the external noise out of it, take the external opinions out of it, and really focus on what it is that you want, what it is that you want to strive for, what it is that you want to do, you know, who you want to be with, who you want to experience these experiences with, what kind of work you want to be doing. These are all up for exploration at this time. And this 8 energy is really powerful in pushing you to really go within and make sure that the internal matches what you're fighting for in the external, right? Like matches what you're striving for in the external. They need to be balanced. They need to mesh, okay? So I feel like this is just positive energy to really support you in making a very firm decision about your movement forward and what that looks like for you. Because remember, that's going to look unique for each of us because we're all on our own individual unique journeys. We're just there to support each other in those journeys. We're not meant to change the direction of another person's journey. So I just feel like this is very independent energy. This is, again, standing up for yourself, standing up for what you want, and following through with that and being very, again, decisive in that movement. So a really powerful 8 energy at the beginning of the week for sure. Midweek, I see sort of some real emotive energy. So really kind of in your emotions potentially, but that's okay. It's again, it's making sure that you have sort of that you're managing those emotions. You know, not that you're not feeling them, but that you're not, again, bulldozing someone else through those emotions, right? So it's like if something doesn't go your way, you're not taking that out on somebody else. You're not belittling somebody else to make yourself feel better. You're getting control over those emotions through feeling them, going within, you know, checking in with yourself to see why do you feel this way, what's coming up for you, to really explore those triggers, to explore those experiences, because ultimately relationships, any form of relationship, is sort of an ally to help you to see what it is within yourself that isn't working, that doesn't feel good, that is holding you back. And so sometimes we take it personal and we lash out at the other person, but ultimately they're here to help us. They're here to help us grow and to expand, regardless of what that relationship is and regardless of how difficult that relationship is. So this is going to be a time to really be able to take a closer look at what those triggers are, what they bring up for you, and how you can start to kind of manage them in a way that you're not sort of, again, barfing out those emotions on out to other people, whether that's anger, sadness, vengefulness, whatever the case may be, just to understand that those triggers are coming up for you to explore something deeper within. So I feel like midweek, you're going to have an opportunity to do that. And again, it's always what we do with the energy that makes the difference. At the end of the week, this is very 2 energy. I can see this very clearly. So we have this energy where if there was a relationship, this feels very relationship driven. So this feels very specific. If you don't currently have a relationship that's been challenging, then this may not be for you. But this feels like a relationship that was very challenging, that maybe some things came up for you all that were very difficult. It could be, again, that you were both trying to influence each other into seeing things your way instead of respecting the other person's journey. I just see that where this has been a very difficult relationship, but I see a coming together of it. So I see like a mending of this, a union of sorts. That doesn't have to be, again, romantic. It could just be energetic, where you mend this relationship through your own forgiveness, through your own understanding of why it had to happen the way that it happened. So I see this, again, like this coming together, and that could be coming together within yourself, like really balancing those divine masculine and divine feminine energies from within. Two energy is all about finding the balance, finding the equilibrium, seeing all sides and bringing those sides together. So if there has been a relationship or a situation that's been very polarizing or very difficult, because I do see that this was a difficult relationship. I do see that this has really wore you out. And remember, what's toxic for one person is generally toxic for another. And that toxicity can often, again, highlight where the work needs to be done within each individual. So I just see that this is a relationship that was very difficult, but I see a coming together. I see a union. I see peace. And again, that doesn't necessarily have to be within the physical. You may not have contact with this person again, but it's a finding your own peace within that relationship, again, through your own work. So definitely seeing that and being mindful of how you are projecting, of how you are, you know, handling the situation and how you're treating that other person, right? So again, not saying that you have to compromise yourself and get yourself back into a situation that was toxic. I'm just saying, just be aware of sort of how you contributed to that difficult relationship and what work you need to do from within to be able to move past this, to be able to find your peace and harmony, and ultimately some form of unconditional love towards that divine being, that soul, right? Who had a contract with you to help you to heal whatever this is and have it, you know, be brought up. So definitely seeing that energy at the end of the week. If there was a relationship that was very difficult, I see that mending. I see that coming together in some way. Again, it could just be energetically, but really beautiful energy. And for some of you who have been in a difficult relationship where you've been trying to, you know, you both have been doing the work and you've been trying to make it work, I feel like there's a sort of overcoming or coming, you know, moving beyond that threshold and finding that your peace and harmony, like the work is paying off basically. So beautiful energy this week. Definitely, again, it's always about how we harness the energy and what we choose to do with the energy, right? Like you can avoid it. You can go ahead and continue the way that you've been continuing, but I can almost guarantee that if you continue along the way that you've been continuing, you're going to continue to see, you know, challenges that will surface to help highlight for you, you know, where there needs to be a shift, where there needs to be some change. And often, well, always that shift, that change needs to come from within. So it's always comes back to our own internal work around whatever it is that surfaces. Okay. So I hope it's a beautiful week for you all. Thank you all for your support and for listening. I do appreciate you all. And yeah, if you haven't checked out May's forecast for your life path number, head on over there now and check it out. Take care, everyone. I'll see you all again soon. Bye for now.